Well, in Chicago, Jussie Smollett telling his side of the story. The former Empire actor took the stand in his own defense today, explaining his relationship with the brothers he accuses of attacking him. The 39-year-old is charged with 6 counts of disorderly conduct for allegedly masterminding and reporting a fake hate crime to police. Correspondent Kelly Beeson is live for us. So, Kelly, sounds like there are some conflicting stories coming from the defense and the prosecution.
There certainly are, Nicole, and when Jussie Smollett took the stand today, he detailed a bit of his past. He said that he grew up in a tight-knit family of 6 children. He said he came to terms with his sexuality in his early 20s, and he also said that he took the role he did on Empire as a black and gay singer because he had never seen a black man portrayed that way. He also went on to detail the relationship he had with the 2 brothers that were involved in this incident, saying that he met one of them, Ambimbola Ocean Darrow, at a club in 2017, and that the 2 men would later do drugs together and participate in sex acts together. He said he never trusted Ambimbola's brother. However, Ambimbola testified that him and Smollett never had a sexual relationship. The defense claiming the attack on Smollett was sincere, that the 2 brothers involved harbored homophobic feelings. However, the brothers have testified that they took part in this alleged plot as a way to gain favor with Smollett and advance their acting careers. Now, Smollett saying that he orchestrated the whole thing for publicity, instructing them to place a noose around his neck and yell homophobic slurs. They also said Smollett paid him $3,500 to carry out the attack. But today, Smollett testified that he only paid for nutrition and training, not to be attacked. Nicole.
All right, so Kelly, remind us what kind of punishment Smollett is facing.
Well, right now, he's facing 6 counts of felony disorderly conduct, which does carry up to a 3-year prison sentence. However, many experts have said that he likely won't see prison time, instead that he may get probation and have to do some community service. Nicole.
All right, Kelly Beeson live for us outside of the courthouse. Thank you.